You know, Brittany, nothing gives me naked confidence like hitting the gym first thing in the morning. The rush, the endorphins, it just sets the tone for the entire day.
Ooh, I like that. Naked confidence.
Yeah.
It's all about the perfect playlist for me. The right music can uplift my mood instantly.
You know what a close second is for me?
What's that?
Not stinking. That's why I use Lumi Whole Body Deodorant. It's like a secret weapon against odor, powered by mandelic acid.
Yeah, you're odor-free for up to 72 hours. I love how Lumi tackles every odor concern with natural ingredients, and I appreciate its versatility. I've tried it everywhere, from pits to feet. It never disappoints. Plus, it's baking soda-free and pH balanced for safe use.
And the fact that it's clinically proven to block odor all day, well, that's a game changer.
Definitely. And with Lumi Starter Pack, new customers can get $5 off with code TLC at LumiDeodorant.com. It's a great deal for a fresh start.
Don't miss out on feeling confident everywhere you go. Visit LumiDeodorant.com and use code TLC for a special discount.
That's LumiDeodorant.com. Cheers to confidence with Lumi. It is a crazy day. We've got a big announcement, but we got a couple things first.
You're listening to the Laughing Couple podcast with your hosts, Brittany and Ryan Ostafy. Join them weekly as they discuss topics such as relationships, kids, sex, parenting, all unfiltered and all with a healthy dose of laughter. Please welcome your hosts, Brittany and Ryan Ostafy.
Oh, I got a dad joke. Can we make sure we do a dad joke today?
Let's just begin.
Okay. Shall we go and begin?
Shall we go and begin? All right. We've already begun. Happy Tuesday. It is a crazy day. We've got a big announcement, but we got a couple things first. One, Ryan has a dad joke that he's been very much wanting to speak about.
Oh, no, I wasn't prepared for it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think I can do it in my head.
Oh, my God.
I was going to read it, but I think I can do it in my head.
One thing about Ryan is that he loves a good dad joke, but typically on the delivery, he doesn't always hit it, which makes it even funnier because that is like the dad joke is that he can't even say the dad joke. So I'm so interested, but I have faith in you. You'll be okay.
Yeah. You ready for it?
I'm ready.
Okay. So the other day I was at a party and I lost my watch and I was really pissed off about this. And so about an hour later, I saw this guy standing on my watch being very inappropriate with this woman. And so I walked up to the man and I punched him right in the fucking mouth. What? Because nobody treats a woman like that. Not on my watch. Right? Because he was standing on his watch.
I got it. Very obvious.
Not on my watch. You saw that coming?
No.
Oh, yeah. So that wasn't obvious.
Yeah. No, right when you just said not, I was like, oh, here we go. Not on my watch.
Not on my watch. They don't.
I think that we should do an episode again because we did an episode on dad jokes, but not laughing after the dad joke. Like sometimes it's so hard. Like
the challenge?
Yeah. It's a good one.
You know, can I suggest that if we do that, we do it as like a TLC short.
100%.
And may I suggest that there is like a version of the intoxicated tales that we used to do. Mm-hmm. And the reason I say that is because stone cold sober is really easy not to laugh. And then the problem with not laughing, it's like my sister Michelle, when she goes to a haunted house, she puts herself in this position where she's like, I'm not going to get scared. And then she doesn't. She walks through stone faced. That doesn't scare me. That doesn't scare me. That doesn't scare me. I'm like, well, then why'd you go in there? Like, why'd you go in there? We took the kids to Niagara.
And like the staff is like, what are you doing? Yeah. Like, they're just like, next. Like,
they're like, care. Boo. And she's like, whatever. They're like, okay, well, I'm not going to grab her leg when she comes around the corner. So we took the kids to Niagara Falls the other day, last week, 2 weeks ago, 2 weekends ago.
Yeah.
And we did it at one of those haunted houses. Now, they had two options. You could go into the haunted house that was just like stuff.
There was no people. Live actors.
Or you can go in the other haunted house with live actors. I know I hit your mic. My apologies.
You have hit it so many times. Jake and I had a sidebar conversation and he admitted that it was you more than me.
This has never happened.
Look at him. He is lying.
I know you never had a sidebar conversation.
We did.
Did you?
We did.
Jake.
At the shoot. He's got a call. He can't confirm nor deny. Anyways, you did hit it a lot.
Yeah. So anyways.
I don't know what to do with my hands.
So yeah, I'm like a T-Rex now all of a sudden. So
that's a guy.
We had the option to go into the one without people or go into the one with people.
Please stop. You have like those little mini hands next
from
episode.
Saturday Night Live.
Have those little, yeah.
Yeah, those. That's a funny one. Anyways, Riley chose the one without people. And I said to Riley, I'm like, why would you go in the one without people? And she's like, well, I don't want to get scared. I'm like, it's a haunted house, Riley.
Yeah.
The intention is to get scared. Like, that's their job. They're not going to hurt you. They're mm-hmm. just trying to scare you. It's a haunted house. But can I just say for 1 second, before we went into that haunted house, we went into the House of Mirrors. Have you ever been the House of Mirrors where you don't know if you're turning left, right, or straight?
Okay.
Well, I, it's funny, but it's not.
It's funny because he's fine. But when it was happening, Ryan and I did the like parent lock, like a fucking keep it together, even though I know you are dying inside. We're laughing so hard.
So we went through this maze. Cooper led it. And we were very cautious about Cooper leading it because, well, when Riley was about Cooper's age, she walked right into a mirror, right? But Cooper really wanted to lead it. And so we get through this thing and then it's really like, it was really quick. We got through the end of it.
We got to the end and we were about
like,
to
oh,
leave.
This is the end. I'm like, guys. Like, there's nobody else in here. Why don't we just walk and see if there's other paths that we could have taken? Like, yeah. Why get out of this? We just paid money to go into it. Why get out of it? And so Brittany's like, yeah. And Riley's like, yeah. Well, then now Riley wants to lead. So Riley and Brittany kind of, I say take off, but they're like just ahead of us.
Yeah.
Well, Cooper turns and goes to chase them. Well, where he saw them was a mirror. Where they were was not a mirror.
He ran so fucking hard. He had a goose egg. Like
on a, no, not on a, no. He had a face egg. It was his cheek. His cheek blew up. He ran into this like Terminator 2.
Oh my God.
Judgment Day. And I promise you there wasn't an ounce of hand that stopped his face from running right through the mirror.
It was his face that stopped his face.
He bounced off this fucking mirror and hit the mirror behind him. Like, boom, boom.
Hold on.
I'm standing behind him.
I didn't see it. I turned around. I see you. And you were like trying so hard. No. But all, no, hold on. But then no. You also were like, buddy, like you picked him up. And I was also waiting because sometimes Cooper is like, I mean, not sometimes. He usually is so hard and he'll be like, I'm fine. But when he's really hurt, he just doesn't say much.
I knew Cooper was in pain when Cooper turned and hugged me.
Yeah.
Now that's going to sound weird, but. Cooper, when he's hurt, I hate this about me and I hate this about our relationship with Cooper and I. Cooper does not, and I don't know where it came from because I'm not the kind of dad that's like, suck that shit up. Cooper does not want to get hurt around me.
I'll tell you where it comes from after.
Yeah, tell me.
No, go for it. Keep continuing.
So when Cooper gets hurt, he goes to Brittany. He never, ever, ever comes to me. He comes to me if he wants to fuck shit up, but he never comes to me if he's hurt. And he turned and hugged me and didn't let go of me. And I thought, oh my God. Well, I saw how he bounced off of that.
Yeah.
Now, while he was hugging me, that's when I looked up at you and couldn't stop laughing.
Yeah, you were like.
I was embracing him. Maybe that's why he doesn't come to me now that I think about it. Is that what you're going to say now that I think about it?
No.
Well, maybe because I'm just a dick.
Maybe that's adding. No. Oh. It comes because you, like your dad, when the kids get hurt.
Oh, I know where this is going. Yeah.
This is what you do. When the kids get hurt, you get angry because you can't help them. You're so frustrated that your child is hurt and that you couldn't protect them. So instead of coming over and being like, are you okay? And sorry, I need to also say this doesn't happen every time, but it has happened enough that now they know that like sometimes
the kids do apologize when they get hurt.
Yes. Literally Riley is like, I'm sorry. Are you mad?
I'm sorry, dad.
And then
dad.
You get like, mad for saying like, you're like, stop saying that. But it's because you have had moments where you're like, fuck, like it's just like your dad. Your dad does the exact same thing and you knew that about your dad. So it's funny that you
knowing I hated this, that about my dad.
Knowing this information and you still do
it. I love your dad. I do. I love your dad. Yeah. But I hated that about my dad.
Yeah.
You could crash your car. You could put a hole through the window. You could put a hole through the wall and he'd be like, "Meh." Mm-hmm. You hurt yourself, you get yourself a sliver, or
so mad.
He's like, Jesus Christ, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And I didn't understand it as a kid. Now I do. When my kid gets hurt, I'm telling you right now, this is really weird for me to say, but it's true. I really just want to run through a wall. Like I want to hurt myself and I want to run through a wall. I'm so mad that I couldn't stop them from getting hurt, that I literally get physically, and I don't get physically physical with them. I just want to release as much anger as I can. This is why you don't fuck with a dad, because we're built up rage, like literally built up rage. When I was a kid and we'd go to a bar and we'd see a guy who's 40, like me, we'd make fun of him. And it'd be like, okay, way to come to the bar, man. Nice suit, loser. I tell you, I got lucky because I thought I was a little shit. I was around a bunch of little shits. We thought we were tough. That 40-year-old man had built up weeks upon weeks upon weeks of, I'm going to fuck shit up if something goes wrong. Mm. I got lucky. Mm. I wasn't making fun of him to them. Let's just be very clear. That's probably why I didn't get hurt. But I definitely made fun of him behind his back. And now I'm that guy. Now I'm that creepy guy that goes to a bar. Right? Now I don't really go to a bar very frequently, but when I do go to a bar, I'm that guy.
Yeah.
That's where my dad jokes don't land anymore.
Speaking of guys at bars, remember when Pete picked that girl up?
Oh my God. I actually forgot about this. This was one of the funniest things I ever saw in my life. I looked at you and I said, did that just happen?
So we were at a Stephen Lee Olsen concert last week, and we're there with my brother-in-law and sister-in-law, and we're all having a great time. We've had some drinks, and there was a group of people, but like kind of in front of us, and it's all standing, by the way. It's not a sit-down concert. It's all standing. And so they were hammed.
Perfectly
hammed. Yeah. Like it wasn't like
crazy. No problem. No judgment there.
Well, the one was like super, super hammered, but because we were right behind them, I could tell you their entire dynamic in that group. Like I learned everything about them. It was so great. Anyways, this one girl was particularly hammered. She had just come back from the bathroom, and she was like, yeah, I just puked and rallied. Feel great. So she was literally in the thick of it. Okay.
Into the thick of it.
At one point, we look over. I see this girl. You didn't see the beginning. I see her. She goes, I want to be on his shoulders. Okay. So there's the one guy in the group is like 6'6".
He's Jake.
He's huge.
He's bigger than you, Jake.
Yeah. He was really, really tall.
He's probably maybe an inch, maybe your height, maybe an inch taller, but probably 50 pounds larger and just a big man.
So she's like, I want to go on his shoulders. And I was like, just listening to her. And I was like, oh, okay. Like that would be fun. Not thinking that she was like, we're going to make this happen. So she goes to Pete, who is probably the most fucked up of all of us. And she goes,
not probably, certainly.
She goes, can you pick me up? I want to go on his shoulders. And he was like, yep. So instead of grabbing her by the waist and picking her up and whatever, he fucking gooses her in between her legs.
He literally,
and he's like, huh? And so she obviously is off balance and goes directly forward into this big tree. They all fall down. Like everyone falls down. And I honestly looked at Ryan. Ryan, I swear to God, you pissed your pants. And I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And then it gets worse. So it doesn't work. And she's like, try again. Pete's like, no problem. Vroom, picks her up again in between.
She says, I've never been picked up like that. Pete says, well, that's how you're supposed to be picked up. He cooches her, like literally just puts his forearm.
She never got up on him, by the way.
His bicep and forearm is literally attached to her vagina, you know, as he scoops her up.
It's like when you hold a baby, you know, when like you hold a baby like this, and they're like, that's exactly what he did to her.
But this
like,
poor, you good? This poor guy, she's trying to be on her his shoulders. God, he's funny. Just getting beaten up by this woman who's completely fallen. But imagine me not paying attention, not seeing the backstory. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, my brother-in-law is picking this woman up by her vagina, not with his hand, with his arm, and scooping her onto this massive man who is falling because he doesn't know what's happening to him.
And then because he's a tree, he literally dominoed like 5 people.
It was the best. It was the best. Oh, my God. It was the best. Okay, we've got a huge announcement that we want to talk about today. But before we do that, I want to do a little parent flex.
Parent flex.
This is a parent flex because we don't always get it right. We know we don't always get it right, but sometimes when we do get it right, we want to flex on it because who doesn't want a little flexing on that, yeah. Especially Pete, yeah. Right? So
flex on that batch.
Riley, a couple weeks ago, lied to us.
Yes, she did.
Ultimately, that's not the
parent flex.
That's not the flex. Guys, have you tried the new wellness shots from Good Vibes Juice?
We have, and they're amazing. Perfect for boosting immunity and feeling great.
Good Vibes Juice makes all natural wellness shots with ingredients that support your immune system.
And they honestly taste good. Plus, they're great to have before you feel sick or even to help you recover faster.
It's like having granny's homemade remedy, but conveniently pre-made.
They have three different shots to choose from: Sick Day, Get Well, and Turmeric Daily. The Sick Day shot has echinacea and ginger, known for fighting off colds and boosting immunity.
The Get Well shots feature elderberry, a superfood ingredient that helps increase immunity, and the Turmeric Daily has turmeric and chamomile. My personal favorite is the Turmeric Daily. It has turmeric and chamomile, which for me, having recently turned 40, is great for anti-inflammatory and calming properties.
What's great is that these shots are all natural with no preservatives or additives. You can take them as a shot or mix them with hot water for a soothing tea.
And here's the best part. Visit goodvibes.juice.com and use promo code TLC to get free shipping and 20% off your first order.
That's www.goodvibesjuice.com with promo code TLC. Let's boost our immunity and feel great with Good Vibes Juice. Hey, Ryan.
Yes?
You stink.
Okay.
I stink too, don't worry. Everyone actually stinks, and it's normal to have body odor, just in case you needed a reminder.
Okay, thank you for that. But the best part is, you don't have to stink. Just try Lumi Whole Body Deodorant.
You're right. And Lumi's powered by mandelic acid, tackling odor for 72 hours from pits to feet, even private areas.
It's incredible. Over 300,000 five-star reviews, and you can literally use it everywhere.
And the scents like clean tangerine, lavender sage, or my personal favorite, toasted coconut, make it refreshing.
Plus, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with code TLC at LumiDeodorant.com.
And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that's over 40% off.
Stay confident from head to toe with Lumi.
Try it with code TLC at LumiDeodorant.com.
That's code TLC at LumiDeodorant.com. Stay fresh, everyone. Riley lied to us. And do you remember what it was about?
Yes, it was about the
slime. The slime.
Slime. Yeah. So we basically have banned slime in this house for obvious reasons. It's gotten in the sink, blah, blah, blah.
Outside of the kitchen. But yeah. Even that, we're like it.
We're just like, fuck the slime. So she has a friend's slime that is in our house and she's keeping it safe for her friend. And it actually is her friend's slime. And so we come upstairs and we see her in the bathroom upstairs. Both of her hands are covered in this pink. It's no longer slime at this point.
It's homemade slime. Yeah, it dyed her skin pink.
So she was like, I'm like, what are you doing? And she was like, well, you saw her first.
She said, I'm trying to fix her slime for her.
I have to add more activator. First of all, we don't have activator upstairs. So she was just fucking it up. Like she was full of the lies of what she was doing. And it is what it is. So I was getting ready. You were so pissed.
I was mad because she lied to me.
Right.
She's got her camera up. She's doing a TikTok video.
She was doing an ASMR of like the nasty slime, but then saw Ryan's dad face and was like, oh, fuck. Like, I know I'm not supposed to be doing this. How can I spin it? Oh, I'm fixing it. I'm fixing it for my friend because I'm a fixer.
I'm fixing to fuck you.
Anyways,
I was raging, and I was raging for two reasons. Number one, she knows she wasn't supposed to do that.
Right.
But I didn't really care. I was raging because she lied to me. Mm-hmm. That was it. And I said that to her. I said, Riley, would I have gotten over the fact that you did this? Yes. Would you still have gotten in trouble for this? Yes, because you needed to get in trouble for this, but you lied to me. And then I caught you in the lie. And then you lied again. And then I caught you in the lie. And then you lied again. And then I literally spelt it out for you where you were lying. And you didn't admit that you were lying.
Mm-hmm. She was just avoiding. No accountability.
Like, I'm done. I don't even know how to deal with you right now. And so I did. And so I went downstairs. I went to work. And I'm in my meeting. And underneath my door comes this sliding paper.
She gave it to me first.
Well, that's okay. Fine. Just so you win.
No, I'm just saying, like, I read it and I was like, so your reaction I also had. I said, okay. Go give that to your dad. Like, that's incredible.
So she writes this letter. It says, to mommy and daddy from Riley, I'm sorry. Here's the letter. And by the way, very impressed with her grammar. Riley's like me. She can't spell worth a shit.
Yeah,
and this is amazing. Very impressive. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to read this out loud. I am sorry, mommy and daddy, for playing with the slime in the bathroom. I hope you can forgive me. Yes, I was trying to make an ASMR video, but I was also trying to put the stuff into it to try to fix it for insert name that she was doing it for. I know what I did was wrong. That's not spelt right, but that's fine. I know what I did was wrong, so I'm apologizing for it. I never should have done that after mommy told me not to. I'm also sorry for lying to you, daddy. I'm sorry. I hope you can forgive me for doing that. Please forgive me and please don't be mad at me. To mommy and daddy from Riley, I'm sorry.
P.S. Please don't be mad at me and get really angry when I hurt myself.
That apology, that apology was perfect.
Well, she took accountability. She admitted that she was lying. And it's really hard for a grown up, let alone a child, to say, you know what? I did get caught in a lie. Like, it's everybody's innate reaction to just try to defend something else, because getting caught in a lie is full of shame. Like, no one wants to be caught lying. So for her to take that accountability and write it out, it's awesome. And you know what it reminds me of? When I was little, I had the same problem. Like, I had a hard time, like, saying sorry. I was good at saying sorry, but I had a hard time expressing that. I would write my parents apology notes all the time. Sometimes I would write in my diary and then I would leave it open on my chest and pretend I was sleeping and wait for my parents.
Brittany thought she was going to be Anne Frank.
I'd be like, I was sleeping. And then like in my diary, it would be like, I feel so bad for my mother and father. I am the worst daughter.
You want to hear the best thing about diaries? I got two stories that are absolutely,
forgive me,
absolutely phenomenal about diaries. So I read both my sister's diaries, which you're not supposed to do. But anyways, the one time my sister, Michelle, she's the middle child. I'm younger. Her and I fought like cats and dogs. And so one time she was being, you know, a bitch. And so I read her diary and we're sitting around the table, my cousins, and she's being mean to me. Like, she's being outwardly, purposefully mean to me. And so I just started quoting her diary.
That is so...
I started quoting her diary in a way that nobody would understand, because it all made sense. But she looked at me and she immediately knew that I had read her diary.
That's actually fucking genius.
I'm like, life is like a roller coaster, don't you think, Michelle? Sometimes there's ups, sometimes there's downs. What do you think, Michelle? And she looked at me and it was like, it was perfect. Now, my favorite diary story ever was my sister, Laura, my older sister. I read the shit out of her diary, but I did it.
What a little fucker.
But no, this is the best. So I was in her room and I was on her bed and I saw her diary. Well, neither of those two things happened. I saw her diary. So I went and laid on her bed and I opened up her diary and I'm literally laying on her bed with my legs crossed, reading her diary and like just like a casual book read. And Laura walks by and she looks at me and she's like, what are you doing in my room? I said, oh, I'm just reading. She's like, what are you reading? I'm like, your diary. Like, nonchalant, casual. And Laura's like, what page are you on? So I told her what had happened up until this moment.
Yeah.
And she's like, I need that diary back, because I guess some things happened afterwards that I probably shouldn't have known about.
Right.
Maybe it has something to do with her husband now. I have no idea, but I'm glad I didn't get to it.
That's hilarious.
But I read it like it was your a novel. Diary. It was amazing. So it was amazing. It was just so casual. I was like, I'm reading your diary. Who cares? But apparently that's an invasion of privacy and people don't like that.
Who knew?
All right. I've never read your diary.
Why would you?
I don't know.
You wouldn't.
That was weird. Let's get into it. Let's get into the action. Like, let's get into our thing.
Yeah. All
so right. We have been alluding to the fact that almost for about a year now, we've been alluding to the fact, mainly you, that I've been working on something. But but in truth, we have been working on something for well over a year.
Yeah.
It's something that, you know, you may think, well, why did it take a year? Well, because there was a lot of thought that went into it, right? Like an incredible amount of thought, an incredible amount of work. Jake, from a production standpoint, a lot of work. Mm-hmm. So we are officially launching a new company.
Tem.
Tem. T-E-M-E. Tem.
LoveTem.com.
What was that? LoveTem.com.
LoveTem.com.
LoveTem.com. Now, what do you say? What is LoveTem.com, Brittany?
Well, okay. So I think that we should actually read our little, because it's really worded lovely. Like our little
blurb. Well, we didn't write it. That's why.
Well, yes, we did. We have a team that we've completely
Let me be clear. I did not write this, but I love it.
Okay. So Tem is a new kind of sex shop. Ooh, I just went into like a phone sex situation.
1-900. Cool. Never mind. I was going to say something wildly inappropriate. And this is a passion project.
Exact opposite of inappropriate. Okay. So Tem is grounded in inclusivity and openness. Tem is on a mission to empower sexual understanding, offering access to leading sexual wellness experts and a curated selection of best-in-class products. Wherever you are on your journey, we have got you. Tem as you are.
Tem as you are.
I also love it because it's like come as you are, but Tem as you are. Or it can also be read Tem as you are. Like, you know what I mean? Anyways.
It is Tem
so,
as you are.
This is still very vague. So
that was part of the copy.
What has happened is Ryan and I have been in the social media space for quite some time and like have worked with a bunch of brands. And over the last couple of years, we have been approached by a lot of other businesses and brands to promote toys, like vibrators, dildo, all anything. And we've always said no. And it just didn't align with who we were. Not that we were like against people using that. It was just how they were presented just didn't align with who and what we thought about when it came to sexual knowledge. Right. And so we said, well, why is that? And we found that there was a missing in that space. And so we really kind of unpacked that, I guess I would say. And we wanted to create a brand and a business that really empowers sexual health and sexual wellness and self-love and inclusivity, no matter where you are, like in your sexual journey. And that includes, we like to call them tools, not toys. So yes, it is an e-commerce site where you can find curated toys, tools, to help you explore your sexual journey. But it's also a space that we are very proud of, that goes deep into sexual education, because it is often seen as such a taboo or shameful topic, and that there is no shame around sex. It's part of everybody. It's who we are innately. So we really wanted to explore that and have a space that felt, you know, genuine and authentic.
Yeah. And like nothing against current state sex shops, but we what?
Offense
and we found them hypersexualized, over-sexualized, pornographic in nature.
Yeah.
Very billboardy, in your face. And because of that, and there's a tremendous amount of people that go to these sites and they purchase the products that they're looking for, and everything's great, grand, and wonderful. But we serve a community, and some things that people don't know about us is, as a platform, we do get approached by a lot of these companies, by companies in general. Mm-hmm. And what is unknown to a lot of people is we say no to the majority of companies that approach us because it doesn't align to who we are as a couple. It doesn't align to who we are as a family. And we find that it doesn't necessarily serve this community. Mm-hmm. And so when it comes to sex, rather than just selling sex toys and promoting the latest and greatest vibrator that's out there, we wanted to be able to have something that was about empowerment, that was about connection, that was about pleasure, that was about self-fulfillment and self-expression and connectivity and inclusivity. And we just didn't, again, nothing wrong with current sex shops, but we just found that they didn't speak to that, and they didn't have that kind of language.
Right.
And because of the platform that we have and the conversations that we've been able to have with some of the top sex experts in North America, and by the way, we're having a lot more of these conversations moving forward, we just looked at it and said, we have a space that we occupy that are already having these engaged conversations. And we're getting so much feedback from our community about how much they appreciate the openness that we have around sex and the topic around sex. And we just knew that there was something, we couldn't keep saying no to it, but we couldn't find anybody that aligned to what we were doing. Mm-hmm. And so we did put a lot of thought into it. We did put a lot of energy into it. And ultimately, at the end of the day, we said, well, if we can't find something that aligns to it, then maybe we should just create that. Mm-hmm. And so Tem, T-E-M-E, was born. Now you may ask, what does Tem mean? Well, this is the beautiful thing about sex. Sex, for a lot of the people that are listening to this podcast, because a lot of the people that are listening to this podcast are in relationships. Not necessarily so, but most of them are. Sex for a lot of us is a pleasurable experience. Mm-hmm. it's a joyful experience. It's filled with love and laughter and pleasure and all
hopefully
of those
not laughter.
Well, I love a good laugh during sex. Remember I fell off the bed?
That was really
That was
funny.
Hilarious.
That was really funny.
And doggy style, I go tits over, whatever, back over tits, ass over tits, tea kettle, whatever it is at the back of the bed. That was funny.
That was funny.
Shout out to Claritin for providing samples and sponsoring this episode. Full disclosure, I was listening to you talk the other day and I was thinking to myself, why does he sound that way? And then I remembered that it's allergy season and that's just your voice because you're so stuffed up.
Ah, yes, the old allergy congested accent. Luckily for those of us who live with symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Claritin D's fast symptom relief starts working on allergies with nasal congestion in as little as 30 minutes.
Oh, perfect. So I won't have to listen to you speak like this for the next few weeks.
What? You're not into it? It's not endearing?
No comment. Designed for serious allergy sufferers like Ryan.
Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieves your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so that you can breathe better.
Claritin D tackles nasal congestion caused by allergies or a cold and also relieves sinus congestion and pressure due to allergies.
Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away.
So convenient. Just ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription.
Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear.
And remember, only use as directed.
But now I lost my train of thought. Thanks, Brittany.
Sorry.
Anyways,
no.
But the sex is a joyful experience. But there is a huge world out there, a massive community out there that for whatever reason, and I'm going to say unfortunately in most cases, not good reasons, mm-hmm. sex is something that there is very fearful. Mm-hmm. It's not something that is desirable. It's not something that's pleasurable. There's a lot of fear around that. And it doesn't need to be to the extreme of the fear. You use the word taboo as an example. And we had a wonderful conversation. We were all sitting in a room. The group of us were all sitting in a room and we were talking about kink and swinging and polyamory and all this stuff. And we kept referring to it as taboo. And at one point in time, I don't know if it was me or somebody else just said like time out for 1 second. Mm-hmm. We collectively in this room are talking about taboo topics that we find to be taboo. But the people who are doing the polyamory, the people who are having the threesomes, the people who are swinging, the people who are into the kink, that's not taboo for them. That's pleasure for them. Why are we defining it as taboo?
Yeah. So back to what you're saying, like, so TEM is inclusive no matter where you are on your sexual journey. So it means love in French.
Yeah, well, TEM is je t'aime. Yeah, je t'aime.
But it also means fear. TEM means fear in Spanish. So we're trying to connect the two and try to help you navigate wherever you are in that path of your sexual discovery. So this is a soft launch. We have a bunch going on. We have a bunch of things happening as the business grows, but including, a lot of video modules and a video, workshops from sex experts. Maybe you're into something like BDSM and you don't know where to go. And say you Google that. The first thing that comes up, if you're going to Google like BDSM, is going to be porn. Okay. And so we're also looking
at
this.
Not a good reference for how to's.
Right. So we want to just provide a space that isn't taboo, that you can come as you are, TEM as you are. But we're also looking at it, strange enough, as parents, because we are in a space right now. Riley is 9. She's going to be 10 in a couple months. And likely in the next 4 to 6 years, she is going to be probably sooner than that, even just inquiring. She has already, but inquiring further about her sexuality. And as much as we want to think that we're going to be the people that she comes to, it probably won't be. She's going to have the internet at her disposal. So we'd love to provide a space where she's getting sexual education in a place that isn't porn, right? Like, it's so important to have a space for anyone to come and have a experience that is educational in the sexual wellness aspect. And there isn't a lot of sites out there for that. So we're really excited to see where we can take this. We're excited for the community to participate in things like we want it to be community driven too. Like, we would love to feature photographers. We'd love to feature articles if people are really interested in sharing a story. We've also mentioned a spicy book club, which I would be so down to run. Can you imagine? I am like a reading fool. I read so many books and a lot of them already are spicy. But there's just so much things that we are about to roll out and we are so happy and excited that we get to finally share it.
Yeah. I want to go back to the parenting thing because yes, we have a perfect example of a 9-year old, but you know, Brittany and I are a heterosexual couple. We've been together. We've lived across the street from each other. We live a snapshot Hollywood style, what you've seen for years and years and years type of relationship. That's our world. What if, whether it's Cooper or whether it's Riley or whether it's one of your children, what if their desires or their thoughts or the things that are going through their head don't look or align to the way that they see you and your partner? Maybe they don't feel comfortable coming to you because they don't look and feel the way that you're looking and feeling. Where do they go? How do they explore? Where do they see? And I'm not trying to knock sexual education at the school level. I'm certainly not trying to do that. So please don't be offended by that. But I think that there's a deeper conversation that occurs. There's a deeper connection that needs to be made in terms of discovering where you're at, not where a book says, but where am I at in this journey and where do I want to go in this journey? And so being able to connect, yes, there's a platform for us to sell products. You can certainly buy products from us and they're all curated products. Our partners have over 50 years experience in the industry. They are like when it comes to Canada, they are the top of the food chain. We didn't just partner. It wasn't you and I who know nothing about this. Right. We partnered with people who have been in the business for 50 years and who are absolute experts in curating the product line. But when it comes to the educational side, what we want to be able to do is take the connections that we make, the experts across the country, not even across the country. This is a global thing. What we've coined and trademarked is sex is human nature. This is not a North America problem. Mm-hmm. This is a world situation. And so being able to create content creators and educators across the world that different races, different religions, different belief systems that are able to sit there and be able to tell you, you know, here's where you're at, or maybe you discover here's where you're at and here's where you want to go and here's how we can help you navigate that. And we talk about the sexual journey as a woman, right? It's very different than the sexual journey as a man. But the sexual journey as a woman, if I may say so, is there's, you know, pre-marriage sex, that's a different you. Mm-hmm. There's marriage sex, there's pre-children sex, there's post-children sex, there's pre-menopause sex, there's post-menopause sex. There's
pre and post.
There's, you know, there's pre-divorce sex, there's post-divorce sex. There's
constantly changing. Your sex life's constantly changing. You are changing as a person and as a woman. And it's a roller coaster.
Right. And we had Nicoletta on the episode last week, and she had talked about the fact that you and your partner can be together and 10 years from now, you're not the same people, but your sex is, and it doesn't necessarily need to be. And so what we want to be able to do is we want to be able to have the conversation, and maybe you're not ready to have the conversation, but you want to explore how you can have that conversation. We want you to be able to connect with experts that can help you navigate A, what you're thinking, B, what you're feeling, and then C, how to express that powerfully and effectively with your partner. We talk about the front of the hand, the back of the hand, everything that you're experiencing. There's someone on the other side of that that needs to experience it, needs to understand it. Do you have the tools to be able to communicate that effectively? Yes, no, maybe so. Do you even have the tools to understand what your needs, wants, and desires are? Yes, so, maybe so. Either way, what we want to be able to do is we want to be able to take all of that, bring it together, and on top of that, be able to offer up tools. Mm-hmm. Sex toys are tools. They are designed to teach you how to find you. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of tools out there. I don't know if you know that.
There's lots of tools.
A lot of tools out there. So
anyway, this is just our little intro. It is our announcement. It is live tomorrow, right? It would be tomorrow that it would be live.
February 7th, we are in beta. And it's important to say that we're in beta. For those of you who don't know, that means we're testing.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's not like alphabet. It's not like we're in a college frat.
Beta, alpha, omega. Let's fucking go. Here's the thing, guys. This is a soft launch for us. It launches February 7th. It's lovetem.com. So lovetem.com. Go to it, play around with it. No pun intended. Mm-hmm. We want your feedback. As much as we think we know what you want, the answer is we don't. Mm-hmm. And so when we say this is community led, we want community involvement. We want feedback. We want, hey, we're looking for X, Y, and Z. It would be really nice if you could feature someone who did this. as we build, as we grow, there's three tiers and three points of entry. Yes, there's an e-commerce platform for you to buy products. Yes, there's an educational platform for you to have e-learning, module-based learning. And then the third part is we want to be able to have an actual community. What mm-hmm. does community look like? It looks like events. It looks like forums. Mm-hmm. It looks like workshops. It looks like, yes, we want artists. We want people who are in this space that are trying to get their name out there, their reputation out there. They're trying to get validated on a platform. We want to be your platform. Mm-hmm. If you've got artwork, if you're a photographer, if you're a videographer, if you're a writer, if you're an editor, and you want your product to be featured on a website, we want to be the marketplace for you to be able to do that.
Also, hold on. Like, we also, it needs to be like surrounding the idea of sexuality and wellness. It's not just like, hey, I'm really into painting giraffes.
I got an article on Pokemon.
Anyways, where should people come and give that feedback? Where do you want people to do that?
So I want them to do that on right now our, because of Instagram and because of TikTok and your understanding of Instagram and TikTok, that's where we're going to do a lot of our feedback is going to be on Instagram. However, once you come to the website, you have the opportunity to log in, put a username, put a password in, send us information. There's a forum on there for you to be able to do that. And we want you guys to be able to do that. So in the early stages of this, guys, we're going to lean very heavily on you. Lovetem.com. Check out the website. Feel free to purchase if you want to. We're going to have a discount code in our show notes. We got a couple of other announcements we want to make around that. But the more engaged you guys are on this platform and the more engaged you are inside the community of this, the more we can start to tailor and curate this towards your needs, wants, and desires. And ultimately, at the end of the day, that's all we're looking for. Mm-hmm. We're looking to be a source, a resource for you, for your partner, for your partners, for your children. We want to be a place 5 years from now, 10 years from now, when your children are of the age where they want to start looking at stuff, that they can come here and you can confidently send them here for them to discover what there is mm-hmm. that for them to discover. And I don't know what that is.
With no shame, just come, Tim, as you are.
Tim, as you are. Sex is human nature.
Thanks, guys.
That's our announcement. We're super pumped. We're super excited. And we can't wait to hear from you guys. Just give us your feedback, guys.
Cheers.
February 7th, lovetem.com. Cheers. Bye. Peace out. A-Town. Boop, 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 boop. Sex is human nature. I have a sight from my soul.
Hey, everyone.
I'm Emily Beerley.
And I'm Jennifer Chaikin.
And we're licensed marriage and family therapists.
Owners of The Therapy Group.
And hosts of the Shrink Chicks podcast.
Every week, we bring you a new episode where we dive into therapeutic topics like inner child work, dating anxiety, family dynamics, relationships, and burnout.
Making them more relatable and understandable, leaving the psychobabble behind.
We address the things you've been dying to ask your therapist but don't know how.
And work to help you stop shooting all over yourself with the expectations society can put on us.
Tune in every Monday to Shrink Chicks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Be sure to follow along and subscribe so you don't miss an episode.
Prepare to learn all about you, because in order to grow yourself, you got to know yourself.